Chamishi. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Tzaves b'nei Yisrael, command the b'nei Yisrael, v'omarto aleihem, and you shall say to them, Es korboni, my korban, which is referring to the blood of my korban which goes on the Mizbeach. Lachmi li'ishai, my food, which goes on my fire, referring to the emurim, the parts of the korban that go on the fire. Reach mi'choichi, my satisfying aroma. As Rashi says, the korbanos are a source of contentment for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because He commanded us to bring these korbanos, and His will was done. So Reach Nechoyach means that it is a nachas ruach, a source of contentment before Hashem. Tishmeru, you shall watch. As Rashi says, just like the early Nevi'im instituted 24 groups of Kohanim and Levi'im, called Mishmoros, who did the Avodah 2 weeks per year in the Beis HaMikdash, so too they instituted 24 groups of Yisraelim, called Ma'amodos, to stand watch during the Hakrova of the Karbonos. And these 24 Ma'amodos were Shluchim, representatives for the rest of Klal Yisrael to watch the Karbonos. And this is derived from the word Tishmeru, which means to watch. Lahakriv li b'moyadoi, to be makriv for me in its time. And since the Pasuk is talking about the Oilas Tamid, the Oila which is brought every single day, therefore, b'moyadoi in its time means every single day. The omarto lohem, and you shall say to them. And Rashi is bothered that in Pasuk Beis it says already v'omarto aleihem. So why in Pasuk Gimel does it repeat itself by saying v'omarto lohem? Rashi answers, Pasuk Gimel v'omarto lohem is referring to Bezdin. V'omarto lohem, and you shall say to Bezdin. This is a special azara, a special warning to Bezdin that they must see to it that the Oilas Tamid is brought in its time. And the Pasuk continues, Zeho Ishe, this is the fire offering, Asher Takrivu Lashem, which you are to offer to Hashem, Kivosim B'nei Shana, sheep in their first year, Temimim without a mum, Shnayim Layoim, two per day, Oila Tamid, as a continual Oila. Es HaKeves Echo Ta'ase B'Boiker, one sheep you shall bring in the morning, Ve'es HaKeves HaSheni Ta'ase Ben Ho'aboyim, and the second sheep you shall bring in the afternoon. And together with these two sheep, they had to bring a korban mincha, which was called a minchas nesachim. And this mincha was completely burnt. And they also brought nesachim, which was wine to be poured on the outside mizbeach. And this is what the pasuk is telling us. Va'asiris ha'efa, and 1/10 of the measurement of an efa, siles of fine flour, lemincha for a korban mincha, belula mixed b'shemen kosis, with oil that was pressed out of the olive, Revius a hin, 1/4 of a hin of shemen of oil. And although Rashi in Parshas Tetzaveh has told us that only the menorah needed the first drop of oil that was pressed out, as it says in the pasuk, kosis lamaor, only the menorah needed kosis, v'loy kosis lamanochis, however menochis do not need kosis, so why does the pasuk say kosis over here? Rashi answers that you might think that one is not allowed to use kosis for menochis. Therefore, it says kosis here to tell you that kosis is also kosher. And the pasuk continues, Oilas tamid, the continual oila, ho'asuya b'har Sinai, which is like the oila that was brought at Har Sinai. What is the comparison between the oilas tamid and the oila that was brought at Har Sinai? And Rashi's first pshat is that you might think, since the oilas tamid was brought every day, it was an ongoing routine, it won't be dear to Hashem. Therefore, the pasuk says, Oilas Tomid ho'asuya b'har Sinai. The Oilas Tomid is as dear to me as the first Oilas Tomid that was brought during the Shivas Yemei HaMaluim, the 7 days of inauguration, when Klal Yisrael camped in the vicinity of Har Sinai. Rashi's second pshat is that just like the Oilas that were brought at Har Sinai on the 5th day of Sivan, the day before Matan Torah, their blood was placed in vessels, like the Pasuk says in Parashas Mishpatim, Vayosem bo'agonois, and they were placed in vessels. So too, the Oilas Tamid's blood must be placed in a vessel. And the Pasuk continues, L'reach Michoyach, for a nachas ruach, Ishe Lashem, a fire offering to Hashem. And now the Pasuk tells us about the Nesachim. The Niskoi and its pouring of wine, Revius Ahin, a quarter of a hin of wine, Lakeves Ha'echad, for one sheep, Bakodesh Haseich, on the holy Mizbeach it shall be poured, Nesech Sheichor, a pouring of Sheichor, a pouring of wine that can intoxicate, which is coming to exclude Yayin Migitoi, wine directly from the wine press, which cannot intoxicate, and that is possible to be used for Nesachim. Lashem, for Hashem. And we must understand why the Torah places Pasuk Vav between Pasuk He and Pasuk Zayin. We know that together with the Oilas Tamid, a mincha was brought, and so was wine for Nesachim. Why doesn't the Torah state both of them together? Why is Pasuk Vav, which is just a general statement concerning the Oilas Tamid, placed in between the mincha and Nesachim? And the pasuk continues, Ve'es ha-keves ha-sheni, and the second sheep, Ta'aseh ben ho-aboyim, you shall make in the afternoon, Ke'minchas ha-boiker u'cheniskoi, like the mincha of the morning, and its nesachim, Ta'aseh, you shall make the same mincha and the same nesachim with the second sheep that was brought in the afternoon. Yishei, a fire offering, Re'ach nicho'ach la-shem, as a nachas ruach to Hashem. Zakt Rashi, pasuk beis, Tzavis b'nei Yisrael, command the b'nei Yisrael. Rashi is bothered by two questions. Firstly, why does the pasuk say tzav, command, and not daber el b'nei Yisrael, speak to the b'nei Yisrael? Secondly, what is the connection between this parsha, the parsha of Korbanos, and the previous parsha where Moshe asks Hashem to appoint a leader over Klal Yisrael? And Rashi says, ma omer lamalo, what is stated in the previous parsha, yifkod Hashem, Moshe asks Hashem to choose a new leader over Klal Yisrael. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Moshe, Ad she'ato mitzaveni al bonai, rather than you commanding me about my children, about a leader that I should choose for my children, tzaveis bonai olai, command my children concerning me, command them to bring karbonos, like it says in this parasha, to me, rather than bringing karbonos to other gods. And that is why it says a loshon of tzav, because Hashem said, before you command me about my children, command my children about me. And Rashi says, Moshul, this can be compared, Labas Melech, to the daughter of a king, Shehoisa Nifteres Min Ha'olam, that she was leaving the world, she was about to die. Vehoisa Mifakedes Labalo Alboneho, and she was giving instructions to her husband concerning her children. And her husband said, before you give me instructions about my children, give my children instructions how to treat me and how to honor me. Kideisa v'sifri, like this mashal is stated in the Sifri. And in this mashal, the daughter of the king who is about to die is Moshe Rabbeinu, and her husband is Hashem, and the children are Klal Yisrael. And the pshat is that the daughter Moshe Rabbeinu commands her husband, Hashem, how to treat their children, Klal Yisrael. And the husband Hashem answers, before you tell me how to treat my children, tell them how to treat me, by bringing karbonos to me. We must understand, according to this, who is the king in this mashal? If Moshe Rabbeinu is the bas melech, the daughter of the king, and Hashem is the husband, who is the melech? Zot Rashi, karboni, my karbon, ze hadam, this is referring to the blood placed on the mizbeach. Lachmi, my bread, elu emurim, these are referring to the parts of the animal that are burnt on the mizbeach. V'cheinu oimer, and so the pasuk says, in Vayikra Gimel, v'hiktirom ha-koyen ha-mizbecho, and the koyen will smoke them on the mizbeach, lechem ishei, food for the fire. So we see that lechem is referring to the emurim that is placed on the mizbeach. Le'ishai, on my fire, hanitonim le'ishei mizbechi, the emurim that are placed on the fire of my mizbeach. Tishmeru, you shall watch, sheyiu koyhanim u'levim v'yisraelim oimdim agabo, the koyhanim, the levim, and yisraelim should stand by the carbon. Mikan, from here, lomdu, they learned, v'tiknu, and instituted, ma'amodois, the ma'amodois, which are people to stand and watch the karbonos. B'moyadoi, in its time, b'chol yoim hu moyed hatmidim, every day is the time for the karbon tamid. V'omarto lohem, and you shall say to them, zakrashi azor lebezdin, the second time it says, v'omarto lohem, is a warning that Bezdin must see to it that the karbon tamid is brought. Shnayim layoim, two a day, kipshutoi, the simple meaning is that two sheep are brought every single day. However, Rashi is bothered that this pasuk shnayim layoim is not really necessary, because in the next pasuk it says, es hakeves echo ta'aseh v'aboyker, ve'es hakeves hasheni ta'aseh ben haraboyim. One sheep is brought in the morning, and one in the afternoon. So why does it have to say shnayim layoim, two a day? Zok Rashi, ve'ikroi, and the main reason that it states shnayim layoim is, bola lamed, is to teach us, Sheyu nishchotim kineged hayoim, that they should be slaughtered facing the sun. Which means, since the sun rises in the east, it shines toward the west. Therefore, the tamid shel shachar, the tamid of the morning, should be slaughtered toward the west, which is facing the sun. And in the afternoon, when the sun is in the west, and it shines toward the east, the tamid shel ben arbayim, the tumid of the afternoon should be slaughtered in the east, facing the sun. And there were six rows of four rings that were attached to the ground of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash on the north side of the Mizbeach. The purpose of these rings was to hold down the animal during the Shechita. The rings ran from east to west, meaning that row number one was in the east, closest to the entrance of the courtyard, and row number six was further west, toward the back of the courtyard. When the Pasuk tells us over here to shech the oila toward the sun, that means that the oilas haboiker was slaughtered on the western rings, row number six, and the tamid shel ben harabayim on the eastern rings, row number one. And this is what Rashi means. Tamid shel shachar, the tamid of the morning, b'mayriv, was shechted on the westernmost rings, row number six. V'shel ben harabayim, and the tamid of the afternoon, b'mizrochon shel tabois, on the rings that were closest to the east, row number one. And according to this pshat and Rashi, the word layoim in the pasuk means the sun. Shnayim, both sheep, shall be slaughtered layoim, facing the sun. Zok Rashi es akeves echod. Even though in Parshas Va'ata Tetzaveh it already stated the din of the Oilas Tamid, like it says in the Pasuk, V'zeh Asher Taseh, and this is what you shall bring every day, two sheep a day, so why does it have to repeat it over here? Zok Rashi, Hi Hoysa Azorah Limei Hamaluim. Over there it was discussing the 7 days of inauguration, the Shivas Jimei Hamaluim. So it was saying that during the Shivas Jimei Hamaluim they had to bring an Oilas Tamid. However, Vikan, over here at Tziva, the Torah is commanding L'dorais, that for generations, one must bring an Oilas Tamid every single day. So, Rashi, Soiles L'mincha, fine flour for a mincha, Minchas Nesachim. This mincha was a Minchas Nesachim, a mincha that was completely burnt, that was brought together with the Nesachim, the wine to be poured on the Mizbeach. Ho'asuya b'Har Sinai. The Pasuk says that the Oilas Tamid was like the Oila that was brought at Har Sinai. It is beloved like the first oila that was made during the days of miluim. Davar acher, another pshat, ho'asuya b'har Sinai, like the oila that was made in Har Sinai, hikish oilas tamid, we are comparing this oilas tamid la'oilas Har Sinai, to the oila that was brought at Har Sinai. Oisa sheneskarva lefnei matan Torah, the one that was brought the day before matan Torah, on Hei Sivan. Shekosuvo, the pasuk says concerning that oila, Vayosem bo'agonois, and he placed the blood bo'agonois in vessels. Milamed comes to teach us she'tu'una kli, that here too the blood must be placed in a vessel. V'nisko yayin, and he will pour wine. Ba'kodesh hasech al ha'mizbeach yisnasku, on the holy mizbeach it shall be poured. Nesach shechar, a pouring of shechar. Shechar means yayin ha'mishaker, wine that intoxicates. Prat l'yayin migitoy, this comes to exclude wine directly taken from the wine press, because such wine does not intoxicate and is not kosher for an nesachim. Zok Rashi reach nichoyach, nachas ruach lefonai, it is a source of contentment before me. She'omarti, because I said, v'na'aser etzoni, and my will was done. And we have to understand why Rashi first explains reach nichoyach in Pasuk Tes, when he could have explained it earlier in Pasuk Beis, when it says Reach Nichoichi, and also in Pasuk Vav, when it says L'Reach Nichoyach. And the Pasuk continues with the Karbonos Musafim, the added Karbonos brought on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and the Yomim Tovim. V'yom HaShabbos, and on the day of Shabbos, the Karbonos that are brought are Shnei Chavosim, two sheep, B'nei Shana, in their first year, Temimim, complete without a mum, and then together with those sheep, you bring a Karbon Mincha, Ushnei Esroinim, two tenths of an ephah, one tenth for each sheep, Soiles of fine flour, mincha for a carbon mincha, Belulav Hashem, and mixed with oil, Viniskoi, and also Nesachim, poured wine that is brought together with this carbon mincha. Oila Shabbos, this is the carbon oila that is brought on Shabbos, Vishabatoi, on its Shabbos, which means that if you missed this Shabbos, you cannot make it up on another Shabbos. Ovar Yoimoi, Batal Karbonoi. Once the day passed and you did not bring it, the korban is cancelled. Al oilas ha-tamid v'niska. These two sheep are brought in addition to the oilas tamid, in addition to the sheep that are brought every day, v'niska, and its nesachim. Zot Rashi, oilas Shabbos b'shabbatoi, the oila of this Shabbos in its Shabbos, v'loi oilas Shabbos b'shabbos acheres, and you do not bring the oila of this Shabbos on another Shabbos. Harei sheloi hikriv b'shabbos zu, If somebody did not bring these karbonos on this Shabbos, Shemeya Ani, I might think Yakru Shtayim L'Shabbos Habo'o, he should bring double on the next Shabbos. Talmud Loimar, therefore the Pasuk says, B'Shabbatoi in it Shabbos. Magid, it comes to teach us, Shem Ovar Yoimoi Batol Karbonoi. Once the day passed, once this Shabbos passed, the karbon is canceled. Al Oilas HaTomid, in addition to the Oilas HaTomid, he brings these karbonos. Elu Musafim, these are added. Levar Oisan Shnei Chavosim Shel Oilas HaTomid. Besides for the two sheep that he brings every day, the two sheep of the Oilas HaTomid, on Shabbos he also brings another two sheep. Umagid, and the Pasuk also comes to teach us, Shein Kraven Ela Ben Shnei Tamidim, that all these karbonos are only brought between the two karbonos Tamid, between the carbon tamid shel shachar and the tamid shel bein arbayim, because the pasuk says al oilas hatamid, which means after the oilas hatamid, and since it is said in the singular al oilas hatamid and not al oilos hatamid, this teaches us that it is only after one oila and not after both oilos, which means that these karbonos are sandwiched between the morning oila and the one in the afternoon. So Rashi v'chein b'chol ha-musafim, and so too by all the karbonos musim that are stated further on in this parsha. Nemar, the pasuk says al oilas hatomid l'talmudzeh, to teach us this, that by all these karbonos they are all placed between the morning tamid and the afternoon tamid. And the pasuk continues with the karbonos that are brought on Rosh Chodesh uv'roshei chodsheichem, and in the beginning of your months on Rosh Chodesh, takrivu oila l'Hashem, you shall bring a korban oila to Hashem, porim b'nei vokor, young bulls, shnayim, two of them, v'ayel echod, and one ram, kivosim b'nei shana, sheep in their first year, shiva, seven of them, temimim, all of them without a mum. And then the pasuk tells us that you shall bring menachos together with these karbonos. Ushlosha esroinim, and 3/10 of an epha, soiles of fine flour, mincha for a carbon mincha, belulav hashemen mixed with oil, la parho echod, for one par. For each one of these bulls, you will bring a mincha, 3/10 of an epha. Ushne esroinim, and 2/10 of an epha, soiles of fine flour, mincha for a carbon mincha, belulav hashemen mixed with oil, lo ayel ho echod, for the one ram. The isoroin, and 1/10 of an epha, soiles mincha of fine flour for a mincha, belulav hashemen mixed with oil, la keves ha'echod, for one sheep, which means for each one of these seven sheep you will bring 1/10 of an epha for a mincha. Oila reach nichoyach, these karbonos are brought as a carbon oila for a nachas ruach, ishe lashem, a fire offering to Hashem. Viniskehem, and their pouring of wine, chatzi ahin, a half of a hin, yia la par, will be for a par, which means for each one of the two parim. Ushlishis ahin, and 1/3 of a hin of wine, la ayel, for the one ayel. Urevias ahin, and 1/4 of a hin of wine, la keves, for each one of the seven sheep. Yoyin, the nesochim, is made out of wine. Zois oilas chodesh bechotshoi, this is the carbon oila that you bring on Rosh Chodesh, bechotshoi, in its month. Again, avar yoyme botol karbonoi, if you miss the karbonois on this Rosh Chodesh, you cannot bring it on another. Lechotshe ashana, for the months of the year. So basically on Rosh Chodesh, 10 karbonos are brought as a carbon oila. 2 parim, 2 bulls, 1 ram, and 7 sheep. And together with them, the proper menachos and nesachim are brought, like the pasuk says over here, how much should be brought for each carbon. And these amounts, for example, 3/10 of an epha for a par, 2/10 for an ayil, etc., were all stated in the parsha of nesachim in parsha Shelach. And the pasuk continues that besides for the 10 oilos that were brought on Rosh Chodesh, he also brings a seir izim lechatos, u'seir izim echad lechatos l'Hashem. He will bring a goat for a chatos to Hashem. And this was all brought al oilas hatomid yeyosev iniskoi, in addition to the oilas hatomid and its nesachim. Besides for the oilas hatomid and its nesachim, you will also bring all these karbonos on Rosh Chodesh. Before we see the Rashis, I would just like to mention a few diyukim in the psukim concerning Rosh Chodesh. First of all, the pasuk says in pasuk Yud Aleph, uv'roshei chodsheichem, and in the beginning of your months. Why does it say chodsheichem, your months? We do not find such a lashon by any other karbon. By the karbonos of Shabbos, it does not say shabsoiseichem, on your Shabbos. By Sukkos, it does not say sukoiseichem. So why over here does it say chodsheichem? V'ayim b'sifurna, who speaks about this question. Also in Pasuk Yud Gimel, we find a double lashon where it says v'isaron isaron. Why does it say it twice? It would have been sufficient to just say v'isaron soiles lamincha, 1/10 of an eifa for a karban mincha. V'ayin b'sefer Shari Aharon, who discusses this diuk, and also ayin in the Ramban, who is medayik that by the oilas tamid in Perik Chav Ches Pasuk Zayin, when it discusses the nesachim, it tells us exactly the measurements of the nesachim. Reviyas ahin, a quarter of a hin. And so too, on Rosh Chodesh also, in Pasuk Yudalid, it tells us exactly the measurements of the Nesachim. Chatzei ahin lapor, shlishis ahin lo'ayil. However, by Shabbos, in Pasuk Tes, all it says is v'niskoi, and you will bring its Nesachim. It does not go into the details of the measurements of the Nesachim. V'ayin b'ramban. Zok Rashi Pasuk Yudbeis, u'shloisha esroinim, and 3/10 of an eifa for a mincha for a par, k'mishpat niske par, like the laws of the Nesachim of a par, shekein hen k'suvim, because so are they fixed, b'parshas Nesachim, in the parsha of Nesachim, in parsha Shalach. Zok Rashi, zois oilas chodesh b'chotshoi, this is the carbon oila of its month that is brought on its month, shem avar yoyme batal karbonoi, because if the day passes and he does not bring the carbon, then the carbon is cancelled, meshuv ein loy tashlumen, and there is no makeup for this carbon. Zak Rashi usi'ir izim, and a goat for a carbon chatas, kol si'iri hamusafim, all goats brought as a carbon musaf, bo'in lechaper al tumas migdash ukedashom. They come to atone on tumas migdash ukedashom, which means that if somebody became tameh and forgot that he was tameh and entered the migdash or ate kachim, the si'iri musafim, the goats brought as a carbon musaf, are mechaper for this avera. Hakoil kemoish mefurash b'mesech l'shvuas. Everything is the way it is explained in Masech Teshvuas. Zok Rashi v'nishtane si'ir Rosh Chodesh, and the wording by the so'ir of Rosh Chodesh is different than the wording by all other si'irim, all other goats that are brought as a korban chatos by the Yomim Tovim. Shenema boy, because by this so'ir it says Lashem. Over here, by the so'ir brought on Rosh Chodesh, it says Lechatos Lashem. However, by all the other Yomim Tovim, it does not say Lechatos Lashem, it only says Lechatos. Why the extra word Lashem? L'amedcha, it is to teach you, shemechaper al she'en bo yediya loy b'tchila v'loy b'soif. It atones on tumas migdash ukedashav when there is no awareness, not in the beginning and not at the end. Not before he went into the migdash and not after he went out. She'en makir b'cheit ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'vad. The only one who recognized that a sin was done was only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it says Lechatos Lashem, because only Hashem knows about this sin. Because this sin of Tumas Migdash Ukedashav is talking about when there is no Yediya, not in the beginning and not at the end. Usha'ar Haseirim, and all the other goats that are brought as a Chatos by the other Yomim Tovim, Lemeidim Mimenu, are learnt out of the Si'ir Rosh Chodesh. Just like the Si'ir Rosh Chodesh atones for Tumas Migdash Ukedashav She'ein Bo Yediya Lo B'tchila V'lo B'Soif, so too, all the other Se'irim are also mechaper for the same Avera, Tumas Migdash Ukedashav, She'ein Bo Yediya Loi B'tchila V'loi B'Soif. There are many different karbonos that are brought for Tumas Migdash Ukedashav. When there is a Yediya in the beginning and a Yediya at the end, then the karbon that is brought is the karbon Oyla V'yored mentioned in Parshas Vayikra. What does it mean by a Yediya in the beginning and a Yediya at the end? When the person became Tameh, he was aware that he became Tameh. That is a Yediya in the beginning. Then he forgot and entered the Migdash. When he came out, he remembered that he was Tamei and that he was Oiver and Isser. That is a Yediya at the end. So if he has a Yediya in the beginning and a Yediya at the end, then he brings a Karban Oila V'yoret. When there is a Yediya in the beginning, but there is no Yediya at the end, for example, he was aware that he became Tamei, then he forgot and entered the Beis HaMigdash, and when he came out, he never became aware of his sin. This is a case of Yediya in the beginning and no Yediya at the end. And in such a case, the Sa'ir Lechatos that is brought on Yom Kippur atones for this sin. Then we have our case, where there is no Yediya in the beginning and no Yediya at the end. He was never aware that he became Tamei, and he entered the Migdash, and never became aware of his sin afterwards. On this we have the Se'ir Rosh Chodesh and all the Se'ir Chatos of the Yomim Tovim, which are Mechaper on such a sin, where there is no Yediya in the beginning and no Yediya at the end. And this is learnt out from the words Lechatos Lashem, in a case where only Hashem knows about the Chatos, where only Hashem knows about the sin. Zok Rashi u'midrashoi, and the medrash on this word Lashem bo'agodo is in the agodo. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Heviu kapora olai, bring an atonement for me, al shemi'adati es hayoreach, because I reduced the size of the moon. Originally, the sun and the moon were the same size, and the moon complained that it is impossible for two kings to share the same crown. So Hashem reduced the size of the moon because of his complaint. And that's what Hashem said, since I made the moon smaller, therefore, on Rosh Chodesh, you should bring a kapora, an atonement for me. And this is what the pasuk means, lechatos Lashem, because this carbon is an atonement for Hashem. And this is very difficult to understand, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an avera and he needs an atonement. And therefore the Maskil David says that this is misisrei Torah, from the secrets of the Torah, which we cannot understand. However, the Rif in Masechta Shavuos explains the Medrash as follows. He says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reduced the size of the moon, he offered the moon many different things to pacify him. However, the moon was not satisfied, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, "This is what I will do for you. On Rosh Chodesh, when the moon is barely visible, I will make that day a day of atonement for Klal Yisrael. They will be able to bring karbonos and be forgiven on that day. This is what I will do in your schus, in your merit." And this is the pshat in the Rashi. Heviu kapora olai, which means according to this pshat, heviu kapora elai, bring these karbonos to me. Why should you bring these karbonos? Al shemi'ati salavono, because I made the moon smaller, and in order to pacify the moon, I promised him that karbonos will be brought on this day. Therefore, bring these karbonos in order that I should keep my word to the moon. Zok Rashi al oilas hatomid yeyoseh, in addition to the oilas hatomid, you will do kol ha-korban hazeh, all these karbonos, the 10 oilos and the sari lechatos, are all in addition to the oilas hatomid. Zok Rashi v'niskoi, ein v'niskoi moisev ala soyer. The word v'niskoi is not going back on the goat, she'ein nesachim lechatos, because when one brings a chatos, there are no nesachim. You do not pour wine when you bring a chatos. The only time there are nesachim is only by a carbon oila and a carbon shlamim. Therefore, the word v'niskoi is not going on the sa'ir, but rather it is going on the words oilas tamid in the pasuk. And the pasuk is saying that besides for the oilas tamid and its nesachim, you will also bring these 10 oilos and the serizim lechatos.